Estimada Presidenta.
Distinguished members of the Committee on Enforced Disappearances, and Madam Chair, the Latin American Federation of Associations of Family Members of Detainees and the Disappears is an organization that has ECOSOC consultative status, and we are here bringing our warmest greetings to the members of the Committee on Enforced Disappearances. We have a very high opinion of the work that the committee does. We also have come today to express our views on enforced disappearances in Latin America and the Caribbean. Our federation wishes to confirm the very great step forward that the Convention for the Protection of All Persons Against Enforced Disappearances represents, together with other international instruments, such as the Rome Statute. Let's now turn our attention to situations in different regions. In Argentina, we have seen an dramatic increase in the use of house arrest by the justice system. The Public Prosecution Office for Crimes Against Humanity in Argentina has informed us that 2 months ago, 641 persons who've been sentenced for enforced disappearances are actually in serving their sentence under house arrest, and only 272 are in prison. Now, this means that 64% of defendants who've committed serious human rights violations are not detained. In Chile last July, the Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court granted a conditional freedom or provisional freedom to at least seven former agents of the dictatorships who had been sentenced for crimes